episode 1784, Come to the Table.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. Did you survive Thanksgiving? Maybe you're just coming off of Black Friday shopping. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Come to the table. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you are going to have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, maybe you're still trying to unwind from the fixins. Maybe you were slaving too long in the kitchen. Maybe you've lost a little bit of hair because the turkey didn't turn out the way you wanted, or you forgot the ham, or your favorite vegetable didn't make it on the table. Whatever it is, I want you to take a deep breath because it's confession day. And you know what? Sometimes we just need a moment to let it all hang out. So I want you to consider Black Friday a different way. It's confession day. You know, sometimes we try to do what we got to do, right? We run here and there chasing everything except what really matters. Come to the table and experience abundance, brokenness, and connection. You know, our Thanksgiving was full of yummy food, loud children, football cheers, laughter and games, movies, games, you name it, it happened. And it was a lot of fun. We played football outside. Well, a few of them did. I did not. I was the one in the kitchen slaving. But you know what? I love to be in the kitchen. That's one of my areas of expertise, I would like to say. But when we stop for a moment, it's amazing what we find around the table when we gather at the table. And so our family came together. Everybody was here. I was so excited to give thanks. And my husband said the prayer, and it was all about our blessings, our bountiful blessings. But is it all really blessings? Life has a way of testing our patience, wishing for something more, and leaning on our own understanding. You would think that with us in control, everything would be just as we want it. How much of your life have you been trying to control? How much of your life are you trying to control your children, getting them to attend the right elementary school, the right college, marrying the right person? How much of your control are you trying to push upon them? You know, if we really did have that control, do you think we would be complaining about life? Well, probably, because we wouldn't like it. Something would still go wrong because we're not perfect. However, when your heart remains unfulfilled, the search continues. Come to the table. This is where you can share life together. There's something about a table that tames the rush of the world and quiets the spirit to see what matters. When you come to the table, you experience abundance, brokenness, and connection. I had to take a few minutes to look at my family at the table. And you know the saying where you don't choose your family, you choose your friends, but not your family. I didn't have to worry about choosing my family because God chose them for me. And so for a moment, I said, wait, guys, we've got to stop. I know you don't want to. You can keep eating, but I'm going to take this short little video. On the count of three, I just want you to say happy Thanksgiving to Grandma. Grandma was back in Kansas City. My uncle had surgery, double bypass, and yes, he's on the road to recovery. He still has many more days left in the hospital, but he is doing much better. Thank you for your prayers. And so she's spending it with family, and that's really where she needs to be. But I wanted her to know that we were thinking about her. And so I took that quick video and sent it off. And my family doesn't know this, but as I rounded the corner, My eyes just began to water. Yeah, no, they didn't. They just didn't water. They were tears. Tears of joy. Bountiful blessings that each person that took up a chair there was given to me as a gift. Now, there are times that I don't always agree with every single person that's sitting around that table. There are disagreements. But there's also a depth of love, a deep connection. And it's one that when you come to the table, you can experience. And so I want you to look at a table a little bit differently today, because you're probably still with friends and family. Maybe you still have to get through one more family dinner. I know we've got friends who do one meal with one side of the family, and then the next day they go to the other side of the family. Maybe you're just like, I really don't like either side of my family. I do it because I kind of feel like I have to. And this is my way of controlling one little part, and then I can just put it all away, put it in a box, and I'm done with it for the rest of the year. Until a year from now rolls around and I go through the same thing. I don't want you to look at the table like that anymore. So when you come to the table, you experience abundance. You give yourself space to fill your heart with gratitude and hope. There is a plentifulness of good when you are in search of it. You find what you look for. If you want a life full of abundance, then seek it out. Come to the table. If you're going to sit there and always complain, what do you think you're going to find? More complaints. Something else to fuss about. But if you're in search of the blessings, the way you look at things, you put a different twist on it, that's what you'll see. That's what you'll find. Come to the table and you'll experience abundance. Now, when you also come to the table, you're going to experience brokenness, because life happens. You can't have a rainbow without a little rain. Seasons of storms, they're going to appear in your days. When you are hurting, everything is better together. You don't have to do it alone. So come to the table. When you also come to the table, you experience connection. Doing life together makes everything better. When you have an army of love warriors behind you, there's no reason to fear what's ahead. And if you want to know a little secret, most of what we fear never happens. So don't fret over the unknown. Be present. Come to the table and experience abundance, brokenness, and connection. As we sat at the table, I listened to the conversations, the questions being asked. I listened to the tone of voices being heard. I watched the facial expressions. And it was great. We laughed. I'm the only one that around the corner shed the few tears because, well, that's just how I roll. But there wasn't any sadness, just gladness that God has given me 7 amazing individuals in my life. 7 that bless me beyond anything I can imagine. Yeah, and they bless me with frustrations too. But guess what? I know I do the same to them. They don't always agree with me, and that's okay. But you see, what is family for? We don't have to always get along. We don't always have to have the answers with each other, but we can always have each other. And that's what's important. So who's around your table today? Who do you need to reach out that's missing? Maybe you have an empty chair. And no, not for those who have gone on, but for those who are just not present. I want to encourage you to reach out to them. You may not know what to say. Just reach out and say, I really miss you, or I was thinking of you, and I just wanted you to know that. when you begin to let down the guard, when you begin to dismantle your own brick wall, what do you think happens with their brick wall? It comes tumbling down too. Let your table be a place of peace, refuge, and love. The table is the heart of the home. So come to the table. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Oh, and wait, I cannot wait to say this. Not only happy Thanksgiving, but Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.